Welcome to the program, Warning. This is Dr. Jonathan Hansen. I'm the president of World Ministries International, as well as Eagles Saving Nations. My website, worldministries.org, worldministries.org. Go to Eagles Saving Nations. Join it today. We have to have another great awakening to save the republic, to stop tyranny sweeping the nations. Every nation, we're trying to have a great awakening. Worldministries.org, join Eagle Saving Nations today. Now, we're in a live service. There's children present, and we're in the chapel of World Ministries International. I want to speak on total peace. Total peace. We're in a time when people are experiencing all sorts of anxiety. They're afraid, no matter if it's in America or anywhere in the world, because trouble is happening like never before. There's fear in Bogota. We just came from Colombia. Fear there. Trouble is happening like never before. They're losing their freedoms. The economy's crashing. Violence is unprecedented. They have a communist government now. All I prophesied 5 years ago. And so they're experiencing a lot of anxiety, as in America. So total peace, it's something that can be ascertained, but it's not automatic. We got to work at it. Work out your salvation, the Bible says. So what is the key to happiness, joy, and peace? What's the key to no worries and a long life? Our text is going to be Philippians 4, 5 through 7. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So 5 through 7. There's key words there that needed to be alerted to. Now, let's look at the Greek word gentleness or moderation. Let your moderation be known to God. The Greek word is spelled E-P-I-E-I-K-E-S. Now, what does it mean? Again, let your gentleness. Now, we said the Greek word for gentleness, I just spelled it, is mildness. So let your mildness be known to all men. Let your patience be known to all men. Let your kindness be known to all men. Let your moderation be known to all men. Let your meekness be known to all men. Let your gentleness be known to all men. Again, let your gentleness, your kindness, your moderation, your meekness, your patience, your mildness be known to all men. We're talking about total peace. Can you do this? Will you do this? It's all possible through the Holy Ghost, through putting on the armor of God, through denying yourself, rejecting your feelings and emotions that exhibit anger. It all comes from pride. Can we exhibit mildness, patience, kindness, moderation, meekness, gentleness? Well, if we want total peace, we have to. 1 Timothy 3:3, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetousness. Titus 3:2, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. See, be peaceful, be gentle, be mild, be patient, be kind, be moderate, be meek. These things we need to do if we want peace. A soft answer turns away wrath. Don't have needless arguments, the Bible says. Just don't do it. People want to argue over things that are crazy. Just don't do it. Why go there? Why even start the argument other than our pride? Titus 3:2. Speak evil of no one. Be peaceful, gentle, showing all humility to all men. Speak evil of no one. You say, well, you know, people like to bring up people's mistakes. Speak evil of no man. Why don't you talk to God about it? If you're really concerned, why don't you talk to the person themselves? If you can do it amenable, gentle, kind, moderate, meek. If you want peace, If you come violently or angry, you're going to get violence and anger in return. A soft answer turns away in wrath, not a warrior that comes in your face. James 3:17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. So we're going over scripture that supports the text, Philippians 4, 5 through 7. Specifically, still focused on, let your gentleness be known to all men, the Lord is at hand. Again, we went over what that Greek word for gentle means. Mild, patient, kind, moderate, meek. I love to do business with that type of person or talk, communicate. 1 Peter 2:8. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. If we're not, then we become a stumbling stone, a rock of offense. Then all of a sudden, instead of good communication and restoration, there's anger and bitterness and, you know, sword playing, back and forth, touche, and just all out of pride. They stumble being disobedient to the word to which they also were appointed. Again, Philippians 4:5. The Lord is at hand. See, that's what it ends with on that verse. Let your gentleness be made known to all men. The Lord is at hand. What does it mean? Well, the phrase is similar to Maranatha. Here it means the Lord is judge and is at hand to punish. You know, the Bible says, vengeance is mine. Can you turn your enemies over to Christ and still love them, still eat with them? People say, well, I love them, but I don't want nothing to do with them. You don't love them. You're still protecting yourself. It's called vanity. I know people all through the United States as I've traveled for the last 40 years, all through the United States, who have ought against a family member. All through the United States. All through the United States. I've heard it. Well, I forgave them, but I want nothing to do with them. That is not Christ. You better hope he wants something to do with you when he forgives you. That is not Christ. Well, I forgave my parents, but I don't want anything to do with them. You got a problem. You have got a problem. The Bible says, honor your father and mother. Doesn't mean they have to be perfect. You're supposed to honor them anyway. I know a person, a young man that calls himself a pastor, but he won't let his father-in-law see his grandchildren. And I know that example all through the United States. Not just one. Dr. Buckhart and I have traveled all through and we've heard the same thing. All through the United States. One, I don't know how you call yourself a pastor. I don't know how. It doesn't add up with Scripture. You don't know love to begin with. I've known horrible father-in-laws and still, I loved them, forgave them, united the family. Not a God-fearing one that disagrees with you on some silly point of politics or religion. Who cares? Can't you sit down and love and appreciate one another? I know a guy, a young man who calls himself a pastor, he wouldn't let his lesbian sister into the house. Bad example. What? I don't understand this. We're supposed to eat with publicans and sinners. We can teach our children, you know, my sister, she's a lesbian, it's not right unto God, and you can teach him the ways of God, but we're going to love her anyway, and hopefully through our love, she'll change, she'll accept Christ and repent. But you don't abstain from people that way. The Lord is at hand. The Lord will judge, not you. The Lord will punish. You're supposed to win them by your love. We're talking about total peace and happiness. How do you find it? Not by separating yourself from people that don't agree with you. Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Be anxious for nothing. What's the word? Greek word is medin, M-E-D-E-N or M-E-R-I-M-N-A-T-E. Which means be anxious for nothing. Translated, be careful. We have to be on guard, or else our emotions make us fearful and anxious and angry. Be anxious for nothing. Be careful. Because every day, if you're not, you're going to all of a sudden find yourself in an emotional mess. Angry, unforgiving, bitter, fighting. But in everything, by what? Prayer and supplication. We're in a spiritual fight. How do you overcome it? By prayer and supplication. Paul told the wives, hey, don't leave your ungodly husbands, but show love in prayer and supplication that they get converted. Don't beat them up, be mean to them, angry, yell at them. Love them with prayer and supplication that you convert them. How? By your love and prayer with the Holy Ghost. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God with thanksgiving. Are we thankful for the trials we go through? Or you just wish you never went through those trials? And you take it out on anyone who gets in your way because you're going through a trial. With thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. Look at Paul. What he went through. I've never seen a man go through as much as the Apostle Paul. He's always been my hero because he was always willing to go through more. And he always showed love to his enemies, even the ones that cut off his head. Prayer and supplication. We're in a spiritual battle. Can we pray it through? Even pray for yourself that you can go through it with a good spirit. Because we're supposed to, like Watchman Nee says, God is wanting to kill you. In other words, the carnal part of you that manifests with pride, that he wants to kill. And how is he going to do it? He's going to let trials come your way. He's going to let ugly people come your way. And if you can't deal with ugly people, you're going to see ugly people until you can deal with them. Because he wants to kill you. Can't you get that through your head? He wants to kill your pride, your carnality. He wants to teach you to be like him, that you can turn the other cheek, that you can love, that you can eat with sinners. Not become sin, but you can eat with them. You don't win anybody by rejecting them. Luke 10:41, and Jesus answered and said, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. So have care. We went over that. M-E-D-E-N, be anxious about nothing, be careful. Martha was worried about unnecessary things. She had the master right there, Jesus. That should be her focus, not house cleaning and a good meal. You know, if you're going to entertain people, don't get mad because your cake didn't turn out the way you wanted it. Hello. Don't be angry because your food got a little burnt. Martha, can't you see Jesus is there? Now he's watching your attitude. Hey, girl, he's saying, hey, clean it up. Pick it up. Show a good attitude. We're supposed to always respond with love. You know, if somebody has me over and everything isn't perfect, usually tastes good to me. But in their own mind, sometimes they tell me, oh, this went wrong. Why don't you? If you don't say anything, I don't know. I don't know, so keep your mouth shut. And nobody knows it didn't come out the way you wanted it. Oh, I wanted it fluffier. Well, just don't say anything. I don't know the difference. I think it's delicious. You know what I mean, Steve? You get a lot of free food. But you could if you wanted to go to Dad and Mom's. And believe me, Karen can cook good food.
No argument.
She should invite me more. But anyway. Luke 10:41 again. Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. Hey, be careful. Don't worry so much. With everything, give thanks unto God. 1 Corinthians 7:32 through 34. But I want you to be without care. He who is unmarried cares for the things of the Lord. But how he may please the Lord, but he who is married cares about the things of the world. Cares about the things of the Lord. The Lord wants us to always care about him first and foremost, married or unmarried. Care about the Lord. That's our first mandate. Love the Lord with all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. 1 Corinthians 12:25, there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. Care. Love. You know, if people could just Love and forgive, love and forgive, love and forgive. Man, isn't that a beautiful family? There would be no families in America, and like I said, I've traveled 40 years and I've watched every family, there's schism, every family. I don't know one that is perfect. There's always somebody that won't forgive, whether it's a son or daughter, whether it's a father or mother, but there is somebody, an aunt or uncle, that caused schisms. But if we could just do this, there should be no schisms in the body, that all members should have the same care one for another. You can get together at Thanksgiving and have a great time and not refuse to come. Well, I can't come because they believe in the baptism and I don't, and they might affect my children. You are so ignorant. You are so ignorant. You better understand later on your children are going to reject you over it. Because they'll probably be filled with the fullness of God and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And they'll wonder why you are such a hypocrite. Matthew 10:19, but when they deliver you up, do not worry about how you may speak, for it will be given to you in that hour. You know, sometimes we worry over nothing. Do you know 90% of what we worry about never, 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 I think it's as high as 95, maybe 99. It never comes to pass. But yet people, some people commit suicide over it. Oh, and or they go into depression, because if you worry too much for too long or get angry too long, you'll go into depression. You're evaporating the chemical balance in their mind that makes you healthy. Don't worry. You know, I could get myself all worried when I go to meet governments. I don't. I take this verse to pass. If I worry about it, I'm not going to sleep that night. I go in there, I've got the Word of God in me, I got the Holy Ghost, and I open my mouth and speak what He says. Matthew 6:25-34. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you eat, what you drink. Now I'm going to skim through it for time's sake. So why do you worry about clothing? Oh, you of little faith. Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for the day of worry for now. Each day has its own situations you deal with. Why do you want to add more on your plate? And each day you should give it to God. Not that we don't work. The birds have to fly around and eat. They're not just going to be laying there and the Lord's going to drop it in their mouth. Sure, we do our part and God is going to take care of us. But why worry? It's not going to help you. It's going to hurt you. Because psychosomatic diseases all come from worry, anxiety, fear, anger. And that contributes to 90 to 100% of our diseases, doctors say. They come from us. If we can just apply this, don't worry. Impossible? No, it's possible. But it's a daily fight. It's a daily fight. Today's the day of salvation. Do not tolerate anxiety or worry, for it will injure your soul. God alone can help you, and He will do it if you pray about everything that happens to you. Give thanks for everything. Somebody is just being a jerk? Well, give thanks. Thank you, God, that he's a jerk. It's teaching me more love and patience. Now, we all can miss the mark, can't we? But that doesn't mean you have to miss the mark all the time. You know, usually going down the road, I can just ignore it. Say ignore him. That guy's a jerk, but ignore him. And once in a while, I might honk back. Amen. But that's rare. And I immediately say, sorry, God forgive me. Hey, Adalia, I'm sorry. Because it's okay to immediately, if you make a mistake, to say, I'm sorry, forgive me. Amen. Okay, because we're going to make mistakes. But if you always make mistakes, you're always doing this, you're always doing that, you're always, something is wrong. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ. Note, we are commanded here to let all our requests be known to God. Requests for material, physical, spiritual needs and wants. Everything that concerns us in this life, we're supposed to be made known to God. Now, Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. How? Let it be known to God through prayer and supplication and thanksgiving. Leave it there. Don't get off your prayer throne and go to your husband or wife and rip their head off. You know, they only have one head, although some of them must have grown it 1,000 times. What are 10 cures for worry? Philippians 4, 7. Now, the Greek word, P-H-R-O-U-R-E-O, like a soldier on guard. We're supposed to be like a soldier on guard. Galatians 3:23, before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law. Kept for the faith which would afterward be revealed. So number one, you got Peter 1:5, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Who are kept by the power of God. Kept under guard by law. We're supposed to be careful. We're supposed to do our due diligence, work out our salvation. 2 Corinthians 11:32, in Damascus, the governor, the king, was guarding the city of them and with a garrison desiring to arrest me. With a garrison. These truths applied permits the peace of God to garrison or guard, keep your heart like you were a soldier on Christ. Understand that that jerk in front of you is led by evil spirits, and don't respond to that jerk. Love him. Love him. Understand what's behind it. The person's not right with God. Are you going to help him, or are you going to be a jerk too and separate yourself? So you got two jerks that can't help each other because you got your own emotional problems. Help one another. Two, renounce all worry by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving. Make all requests known to God. Renounce all worry. Renounce it. Renounce it. Renounce it. God, forgive me. If you have to say it every day, God, forgive me. Renounce it. This will make it more of a clean sheet before God. Renounce it. Don't let sins block your prayers. James 4:7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Three, think on the right things commanded in Scripture. You're supposed to think on the good things, the positive things. Not think on the negative. Not think on the person that gave you a hard time. Not think on the past. Think on the good things. I'll use Karen as an example. You know, she's had some past that's hurt her. But now she's got EJ. So forget the past. Forget the jerks. Forget everybody else. Focus on EJ, but don't bring your problems to EJ. You know, you still got hurts and pains, so EJ is getting beat up every day. And that's why your hair is so white. But love on him. Forgive him. Say, honey, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Give me a kiss. Oh, EJ would love that. I mean, I'm sure he gets it. Every time they pray, they kiss each other. I mean, I like that. Four, keep your mind stayed on Christ. Isaiah 26:3. You will keep him at perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Isn't that good? Five, use the weapons of spiritual warfare. 2 Corinthians 10:4-6. Our weapons are not carnal mighty for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments, every high thing that exalts itself for the knowledge of Christ, bringing every thought into captivity and being ready to punish all disobedience with your obedience since fulfilled, pulling down strongholds, destroying reasonings of pagan philosophers, Catholic traditions, Jewish rabbis, and their dogmas that nullify the word of God and the facts of the gospel. These fortifications must be pulled down. We must demolish false thinking and philosophies and ideologies and religions. We put to flight the demon powers and alien armies, raising the banner of the cross on the battlefield. Casting down, demolishing all theories, reasonings, and any high system of ethics, religion, mythology, metaphysics, sublime doctrine, philosophy that defies the knowledge of our God. We bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of God. We bring every thought into captivity. Lasciviousness, vain and evil thoughts of all kinds, anger, bring it into captivity. Anything contrary to virtue, purity, and righteousness. Put on the whole armor of God. 6. Have faith in God. 7. 8. Live and walk in the Spirit. I have scriptures for all of this. Contact me at worldministries.org. I'll give you a copy of my message. Do not cast away your confidence. 9 and 10. Cast all your care upon God. That's 1 Peter 5:7. God promises total peace, but there are conditions. It takes action on our part to consciously think about and recognize when our emotions are wrong, causing us anxiety, worry, and anger. We are like a soldier on guard, supposed to willfully, with all spiritual strength, draw on the Holy Ghost to resist the temptations of the enemy for our soul and learn to lean not on our own understanding and our pride and allow the devil to defeat us. Remember the disciples, they woke Jesus up. He said, oh, you have little faith in that storm. We are in a daily battle in prayer with supplication, with thanksgiving, we can ascertain the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. WorldMinistries.org. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International. Warning Radio is a listener-supported program. We need your donations in order to continue airing these Christ-centered prophetic programs. Send your checks or money orders to World Ministries International, Post Office Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. To donate securely by phone, call 360-629-5248. Visit our website to find other ways of giving and a wealth of information about World Ministries International and host Dr. Jonathan Hansen. The website is worldministries.org. There, you'll also have access to hundreds of previously aired radio programs, made for television videos, thousands of articles, Dr. Hansen's books, and travel itinerary. Again, the website is worldministries.org. The phone number is 360-629-5248. Tune in at this same time, Monday through Friday, on this radio station for the next exciting edition of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen. Remember, the Lord is not slow about the promise of His return, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for everyone to come to the repentance that leads to eternal life.